2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Anyway. Hello, hello. Say something. Oh my god, you're really tied down there. What's even happening?
Oh, there. I quickly tried to put on headphones to make sure that the microphone was working, but it created more chaos than necessary.
Yeah. It's all right. You're on four, right?
I'm on three.
Oh, so that's off. Is it this? Okay.
Am I on?
Speak.
Hello?
Speak over there.
You could just...
Hello?
Okay, yeah. Don't be so loud. Just sit there, because I'll fix it at the break. But
is it obvious we've been off for, like, 3 weeks?
Well, the profile on the board only has these two mics on right now, so...
Oh, that's superb.
I'll switch it during the next couple songs, but this is Oz and Ends.
This is Oz and Ends.
I'm Eli.
I'm Silas, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. Or yeah. I guess maybe you've been here. We've been gone.
So say welcome back to us, everybody. Yeah,
everyone,
on three.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Thanks.
Thanks, Ab. Yeah. That's really nice of you to say.
We're happy to be back. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
It's just good to know that, you know, that the listeners care.
I know, yeah. And, like, we can hear the passion, like, through, like, the silence that we're picking up, you know?
I just broke a pen.
Cool. Was it yours?
No, but, like, it's definitely going to spill ink everywhere. Okay. All right, I got to figure this out.
All right, I'll do the talking. This week's theme is red. We've been going from blue, purple. This week is red. Next week will be orange, then yellow, then green. And by then, we'll be in full swing of springtime. Pen is in the trash.
Pen is now in the trash.
So, yeah, this is, like, the midway point of our color series.
Yeah. It's starting to feel awfully springy outside.
It is, although I think it will get chillier and rainy again this week.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Weather's looking good for the eclipse, though, folks.
True. This is true.
April 8th. Get somewhere north.
Get north.
Get north.
That first song was, appropriately, Red Room by Hiatus Coyote.
Yeah.
I like
Set
that.
Set the tone.
Yeah. I think
both sexy and has the word red in it.
Yeah, should we talk about our connotations of the word red?
Yeah, I at least could only kind of think of two, and that was sexuality, sensual songs,
yeah.
Or anger.
Right.
Which, for me personally, those two don't go together.
Yes.
For some of y'all out there, they probably do. But
so this might be cohesive for some, but for us, it's kind of going all over the place.
It's going to go a little all over the place.
Yeah, I felt similarly. Just, like, I guess passion would be another word.
Passion's a good one.
Which could be, like, a vocal delivery, or it could be, like, the, I don't know, instrumental, or, like, the whatever, arrangement.
Yeah.
The tone of the song. But, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I mean, that first song felt appropriate because of the title, and also because of, like, the mix, honestly. It was kind of, like, grungy.
Yeah. Like, I also saw Hiatus Coyote in a venue that had red curtains all around, so it's kind of awesome when
it's
they played that
awesome
song.
Yeah. Oh wow, true. Did they make a note of that at all?
I don't remember.
Okay. All right, should we get into the next stuff we got? We have
a
packed playlist. We were not going to get to all of this, but up next I have a Dengue Fever song, as I'm wont to do. And this is Oceans of Venus.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So that was a sensual one.
Right. For some. Who knows?
No, that was Troglodyte, Viagra Boys.
Viagra Boys. Sensual. Yeah.
True.
For some.
For some.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah, it was a fun one.
I was trying to figure out how to like pick songs that were idols, but not play idols.
Because we play idols too much already.
That and like it's mostly explicit.
Oh, true. Clean idols.
Yeah. They have
family
a bunch of
friendly idols.
Yeah. We should figure out when we can see them again.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Back.
Oh yeah.
Did you find any, or are you saying that was one that kind of fit the description?
No, that fit the description. And I think there's a Cage the Elephant song that I put on here later that is somewhat similar.
I see that. That's a good song.
And another that I'm now forgetting. But up next is Painkiller by Ice Age and Sky Ferreira. Ferreira. Yeah.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
for a swim, but I don't get wet.
That was Tough Ghost by the Unicorns.
Epic song.
It was really good. We spent about a minute there trying to figure out what that was reminding me of, and it was Painted Black, and then I was rejecting Silas's fact that that is by the Rolling Stones, and I was steamrolling the idea that it was by AC/DC.
Yeah, which it's not.
Not even close.
It is by the Rolling Stones. Yeah.
But that song was great. I'd never heard it.
Yeah, I like that one. I think that about does it for my, like, sort of rage songs.
I got some more.
But yeah, those are fun.
I'll whittle
for
some of these out.
Red.
Yeah. I think what I have to play, should I play two back to back then? And then we can segue out of.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, unless you have an idea for something to play with this one, but, here's a little surprise. Charlie, I know you're listening. We're going to play some Swan Dive.
You're playing all the bands of whom have members that you know.
Dengue Fever and Swan Dive. Yeah. Swan Dive, famously out of Hamilton High School in Los Angeles. We're going to hear Your Eyes off their album from last year, The Lone Star.
Sweet.
We'll be right back. Yeah.
As promised, that was House of Glass by Cage the Elephant.
Yeah, it's a pretty epic song.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I enjoy that one a lot. It's on a playlist that I have on Spotify called Only for the Highest Volume.
Yeah.
Because I restrict that for when I can play something at the highest volume.
That's good.
In my car alone.
Yes.
Or in my room when no one else is in the house.
Right.
Yeah.
In your headphones until you have ringing in your ears. That's permanently good. Damaging
I'm pretty scared of tinnitus.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. That's a good idea for a playlist. Should have one of those.
We had some musicians come into the restaurant last night.
Oh, yeah?
They asked for a quiet table because they all had tinnitus.
No way. Really? Like, did they say that?
They're like, we're all musicians with pretty fatigued ears.
You're right.
So we need to be somewhere quiet.
That's awful.
And I was like, oh, were you guys, like, just playing? And they were like, no.
Yeah.
It's just...
That sucks. But, hey, it's a give and take.
Yeah.
All right. Where should we go from here?
That's a great question. Did we not plan something?
Well, we should read a PSA, actually.
Oh, we should. Should we just do it quick on the fly?
Sure.
Not even pre-selected.
All right, ready? Children are naturally curious.
We've done this one so many times.
They want to learn, so follow their lead. If they like to help out in the kitchen, let them stir the spaghetti sauce or count the eggs.
What?
I'm reading a different duration one.
Stir the spaghetti sauce.
While doing laundry, fold in a lesson about colors and shapes. Simple learning games can be fun for both of you. Everyday moments are learning moments. It's easy. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO in Medford.
Can we get those examples just one more? It was stir spaghetti.
Stir the spaghetti, count the eggs, fold in a lesson about colors and shapes.
Do labor with your children.
Yeah, count the eggs.
But make it educational.
It's not bad. I mean, it teaches them, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, kids should be doing labor, in my opinion.
Should I read the other version?
Sure.
Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. How is this following their lead? I guess if they want to help out. But,
I want to stir the spaghetti sauce.
What does your child like about riding in the car? That's not really a transition at all from follow their lead. Singing along to the radio music, counting trucks,
radio music,
or watching the traffic light change color. Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment.
Sure.
And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts, let's say it together, well before school does. I don't need to say the rest of it again, but cool.
All right, thanks, Ad Council.
That one feels like a no-kill for sure.
I'll remember that for when I have kids. I'll make them stir the spaghetti, I guess.
Honestly, yeah. If you have kids and they're stirring the spaghetti, one day you're going to think about this very moment. Counting the eggs. Don't count them before they hatch, though, is what that should have said.
It's really good. Fold in is not, like...
It was a laundry pun. It was a laundry pun.
Yeah, but it only worked on that level.
Yeah. That's true. All right,
Should we, like, completely switch it up?
Does that mean the D'Angelo song?
It was going to be the Rosalía song.
Oh, let's do that.
All right.
Cool. Catalina by Rosalía.
Cosas que te avanzo, ponme la mano aquí. With you, can't take it with you.
That was Hopefulness by Courtney Barnett.
Good name.
Yeah. Cool. Red album cover.
Is that why?
No, but it did help.
Okay. Well, why then?
Warm, kind of a very electric, like feedback-y. Yeah. I don't know. I would say that's pretty Red to me.
Yeah.
Pretty angsty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of, yeah. I like that kind of just grooving.
Anything that has like an overdriven bass that's prominent, I feel like is Red for me.
Yeah. That was nice. And next up, another Red album cover.
Mm-hmm.
But I think still feels Red.
Yeah.
It also is helped by the fact that its title is Long Hot Summer Night.
It's true.
Which feels pretty Red.
Yeah.
Sunset.
Yeah.
By Jimi Hendrix from the album Electric Ladyland.
All those inside. Everybody's on fire, but I'm snowing in a cold winter. Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? Coming on!
Should I say it? That was Sometimes by Mannequin. yeah.
Asterisk.
Why?
Why?
yeah, off of their... Well, this is not the single, but they dropped an album on the 1st of this month called I Got Heaven. And I have not listened to it yet, but I will.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right.
We didn't mention it before, but Happy Easter.
Yeah. You know that one Vine?
No. Oh, wait.
Like, it's like a little girl, and she's like, Happy Easter, everyone. And then there's a knock on the door, and she's like, who is it? And then it's your uncle. You haven't seen that?
No,
okay,
seen that.
Cool. Maybe
we should have done that, though. We should have planned.
Yeah. But I could find it really fast, but...
not worth it at all.
It's not worth it.
We'd have to put that on Spinatron.
Yeah. Greatest hits.
But, yeah, he is risen.
Right.
And next up, we're listening to... I Found My Smile Again by D'Angelo.
It's an Easter song.
Yeah.
We could also station ID now. We're 5 minutes out. I guess.
Not quite, though.
No.
We'll be 5 minutes out in 30 seconds.
Yeah, but this is a 4-minute song, and then maybe after this, we'll, if there's any overlap, then we'll play Dark Red by Steve Lacy, for obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons. Although, maybe we should have even led with that, because we're going, because we went from purple, Dark Red, you see, would have been the segue.
That's true, that's true.
Dark Red doesn't really go into what's next? Orange?
Orange is next.
You seemed excited about Orange.
I am excited about Orange. We're going to play a lot of Krungbin, probably.
Yeah. Orange.
Yeah. And some other stuff.
I don't really know what else.
I don't know. I feel like a lot. Well, I think you'll have a lot more success filling out the playlist than you're anticipating.
Really?
I think so.
Is Orange pretty synesthetic, would you say?
I don't know. Like, I don't have synesthesia.
Synesthesia. Well, no, but like, yeah, obviously. But, you know. Like, with Red, we kind of have to be like, well, that represents anger, because it does. But does Orange, do you think that just, like, elicits a vibe more?
Well, this has been Oz and Ends. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Oh, don't want to reveal how the sausage is made. Oh, yeah, next week we're not.
Week.
Gosh. All right.
This is the worst show ever.
Yeah. Okay, so in 2 weeks. Well,
we'll
1 week from now.
Off, 1 week
off. 1 week from now, it'll be Peter Conlon's B-Day party.
That's true.
And the day after will be the eclipse, which could be orange.
No. It couldn't. It's the absence of light.
Cool.
Did you already do a station ID?
I did.
All right. This is I Found Myself Again by D'Angelo.
Enjoy.
Catch you in 2 weeks.
Yep. Goodbye.
Love you make me feel like I'm on the cloud. And since I need a